Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Morning, Mez. Time for your favorite prank calls. Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Maggie?
Morning!
Oh, hi,
Maggie.
Hi.
Hello
there.
Someone is very excited to be on the line, girl. You're calling to get some revenge. Who on?
I'm trying to get revenge on my cousin, Dan.
Okay.
So the reason I need to get revenge on him is for lying about the coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Is he one of the people that thinks it's a hoax?
No, opposite of that. So my mom and his mom are sisters, but they're like insanely close. They're basically just best friends. And they have this thing every week where they eat out at IHOP.
Oh.
And obviously, you know, there has been some problems with eating out in restaurants and stuff.
Right.
But they want to keep their little IHOP date, you know, but they also want to be safe while they're doing it.
Okay.
That's already a long story, but here's the point. So my cousin, he's very protective of his mother and does not want her eating out at restaurants. So he told my mom and his mom that they found out that, like, coronavirus can live in forks and spoons, and you can't trust spoons, like, when you go out to eat anymore. And that in itself isn't so bad, but he told them while they were eating out. He was on the phone with his mom, and then they both started, like, panicking and kind of had a scene in the IHOP. Like, my mom ended up, like, crying for, like...
Oh! Oh. I don't care. Your cousin, anyone. You make my mama cry. We're going to have an issue.
Gotta go.
Wow.
I know he's coming from a good place. He's just very protective of his mom. And, you know, they're older. They're in their 60s, so they're at a higher risk. But, like, you don't lie about this.
Right.
And you made my mom cry, and we need to get revenge.
Yes, girl.
Because, like, they also could have had a heart attack based on the information that he freaked them out. Like, they could have died that way. So, like, we have to get him back.
Oh, God.
Wow, that's saying a lot. I want to fight your cousin real quick. Well, you have every right to get revenge on him. Mom is fine. Your auntie is fine.
Yes, they are. They're totally fine. No COVID symptoms. No heart attacks from panic attacks at IHOP.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Good. Okay, so how do you want us to get revenge on your cuz?
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. Like, you guys should call from the CDC and tell him he is going to maybe, like, be arrested or there's charges against him for spreading false information.
Oh.
But, like, the state is coming to get you.
Okay, so a little scare tactic.
Yeah, like, get him.
Okay. Like, physically? Because I don't know him like that. But make him believe that we're going to lock him up. Okay.
I mean, like, spreading false information, like, that's illegal now in this Trump era.
She said that.
Like, lean into it.
Okay, lean with it, rock with it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's your cousin's name again?
His name is Dan.
Dan. Okay, I think I got this. All right, we're going to do some Nacho's Revenge with your cousin Dan up next, ruining his morning. Hold on right there, okay, Maggie?
Okay.
It's Morning Mess. Back at it. In the middle of your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge, we heard from Maggie. She needs revenge on her cousin. Her cousin made his mom and her mom, which are sisters. Am I right, Maggie?
Yes. Best friend sisters.
Okay. Think that they might catch COVID-19 from forks and spoons at their weekly hangout, which is the IHOP.
Pancakes are no longer safe.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this freaked your poor mom out, and so much so, she started crying.
Yeah, she was really upset. She thought she was going to die.
Which is false. He just spread that. That was a false news.
Totally made up.
Okay, mom and your auntie are fine. They didn't catch anything. No health issues.
Nope, alive and kicking.
Thankfully. Thankfully, girl. Oh, my gosh.
Keep it kicking.
You kick your cousin. So you had the idea to ruin your cousin's morning by doing what?
I want you guys to call him and pretend to be the CDC and charge him with spreading false information about the coronavirus and inciting a panic.
Which should be a real punishment. So I fully support this
right.
girl.
Yeah, totally.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Dan, please?
This is Dan. Who's this?
Hi, Dan. This is Nacho Chavez from the CDCC. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So I had to informally inform you that spreading false information is against the law and punishable to 10 months in jail without Netflix. So I want to know, why would you spread false information about COVID?
I'm sorry. Where are you calling from?
The CDDC. This is Nacho Chavez. Nacho with two O's. Chavez with one S.
Okay.
Huh?
The CDC. C?
C.
Okay, what false information are you talking about?
Well, I got an email here at the DDC about you spreading the false news about the COVID at your local diners, spoons, and forks. Okay, that's a lie. Here at the DDC, we expect more from you in Americans. I just ate there last week, and I not only am fine in person, I tested fine this morning. So the lies you tell will get you a private jail cell. So explain, Danimal, how dumb do you think you are?
I'm sorry, where do you keep saying, where are you calling from?
The CDCD.
Is this part of the CDC?
See. So, here is the thing. I hear in the email you basically almost scared the prunes out of your mom and, God forbid, to scare her to death and singing duets with Elvis at this point. So, what is your problem? Did you not say this to scare your mom?
Yes, I tried to scare my mom to be safe is all I was doing.
Do you understand you can't protect your mom from jail?
My mom from jail? Why would my mom go to jail?
You would be in jail unless you wanted to lock up your mom.
No,
What?
You can't send me to jail. If you're talking about keeping people safe, you're part of the CDC, right?
Yes, I'm part of the DCDC.
Center for Disease Control.
Huh?
The Center for Disease Control.
What? Yes, see? So listen, Danimal, are you a top or a bottom?
What do you... What?
As in bunk beds, because if this is
true,
here
about.
At the DCCCC, we can suggest to have you a certain sailmate, and bottoms are really in style this year. So, are you a top and a bottom, Danimal?
No, I'm not. You can't send more people to prison. That's where Corona's spreading. You can't send people there.
Speaking of spreading, you're spreading false information. There is no COVID on forks and spoons at the IHOP.
That's not misinformation. That's trying to get a family relative to be safe. What is the organization you're calling from? Because I keep hearing different.
What did you hear me say?
I thought you said CDC, but I...
Yes.
It feels like you say different, like DDC. What? Mm-mm. Where are you calling from? Just
the
me.
CDCCC. What did you hear? I don't understand.
CDCCC?
Do you have a specific gang you want to work out with during rec time while you're doing time in jail?
Sir, I don't know what... I don't understand what
it's very important you pick wisely. There's a Southside Cardi gang and the Westside Minaj gang. So please pick wisely. Kind of like a blue pill, red pill situation.
Wherever you're calling from, I want to speak
the CDC.
To your I don't think you're being
Z.
Professional about this.
What?
You're asking me about sexual preferences for jail? You're talking about utensils?
Wouldn't that be a priority before
what
going?
What is wrong with you?
Nothing is wrong with me. I don't spread lies.
What's
your name again? Huh?
What?
What?
Your name again?
What's your name again?
You have my
you name. Have my information because I told you.
What's mine then?
Danimal. So listen, okay, I can tell you're not taking this serious. So I have sent texts to the Popo. They're on the way. What size orange romper are you?
Romper? Let me talk to your manager or whoever you're hiring.
You want to speak to my manager?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Right. They're on the way. Okay. They're picking you up. I'm a mark. What? Don't hang up. He hung up.
Oh!
Wait, well, we kind of got to let him know that he was on the radio, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Really
should.
Maggie, do you mind?
No, let him squirt. No.
All right, let's call your cousin back. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Danimo? Hello?
No.
Dan.
Stop calling me.
This is the first time I called you back.
Oh, my God.
I can hang up and do it again, and then you can say stop it, because that would get annoying. But Dan.
What?
We got to let you know, you're live on the radio. We're the morning mess. Your cousin Maggie's on the line. She put us up to this.
I can't even breathe.
Meg, are you kidding me? Maggie, what the f*** is this? Yes.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.